On the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're now going to hear from Newton Boys basketball coach Jason Carter. Cardinals season came to an end Thursday night down in Pella, losing to the Dutch 53-37 in a second-round postseason game. I talked to Coach Carter after that ball game. Jason, not the outcome you wanted. The team played hard.
Yeah, you know, that's not something I very rarely question with this group of kids. They always play hard. We have to play hard to be competitive. You know, just really proud of this group and what they did this season. You know, 12 wins for this group, you know, with one starter coming back and one other kid that played a few minutes. You know, I'm just incredibly proud of how hard they worked this year and how they battled night in and night out.
And this game, you know, you hung with them there in the first half, even though your outside shots weren't going down.
Yeah.
Kind of what was the word going into this game about what we were focused on? And
yeah, well, I mean, we knew that, you know, after coming off a game where we made 16 threes, they were going to come out and really pressure us on the perimeter and make us put it on the floor a little bit. And I thought we did a pretty good job of that, honestly, for the most part. We did a good job of getting into the paint with our dribble and finding some dump-offs and finding some lay-ins. You know, it's not very often where we can say most of our points came in the paint, but we missed too many opportunities, especially early. We could have had a lead going into halftime. We missed two pretty much point blank contested layups where I felt like we could have had the lead. And, you know, the more opportunities like that you miss, you know, against a team like Pella, you got to convert every single one of those because they're too good, because they're eventually going to start hitting shots. I thought Schulte for them really took over in the third quarter. You know, hitting outside shots and getting to the hoop, he just kind of switched it into another gear. So, you know, and you know, we made a few changes defensively, and you know, got some stops, got the ball out of his hands, and then you know, some other kids started hitting some shots too. So, you know, but they're a good team, top to bottom, and you know, I felt like we gave them a pretty good run there for a while. We just didn't have enough firepower there in the end.
Hey, you mentioned getting inside. King Klein did most of that damage, getting inside, using his jumping ability and what have you. And too bad Osby got those two fouls, too. He had to sit quite a bit.
You know, Grant, again, I mean, I've said it already, but he's gotten a lot better. He's starting to figure things out a little bit. You know, and just with his size, it just gives us another dimension that we haven't had in a while. So, you know, luckily for us, he's only a sophomore, and he's just going to keep getting better. So, you know, we got a lot of these guys back next year. We've got some valuable experience. You know, we're going to have more guys coming back next year than we've had with minutes that we've had in a long time. So, you know, the last 2 years we've played pretty much primarily seniors. So, you know, we got a lot of great experience this year and really looking forward to what we have coming back.
Yeah, you had Isaiah Slaughter in there for a while. Of course, he's just a freshman. We already mentioned Osby, the sophomore as well. And the JV programs did pretty good this year, too.
Yeah, well, JV had a solid program. We got a lot of good sophomores coming up. Really, really solid group. Some real solid freshmen, too, that had a real successful season. So, you know, top to bottom, you know, I'm really excited about what the future brings, but always sad, you know, for it to end this year. And, you know, couldn't be more thankful for the six seniors that we have, you know, and everything they've given to us. You know, it's just, it's a lot of fun to be able to coach, you know, groups like this, and I've been really fortunate to have some really good ones.
Yeah, these seniors were with you when you made the state tournament 2 years ago.
Yep, they were.
So they were
sophomores, so, you know, they know what it takes, you know, and again, that's part of it, you know, how they understand what it takes to get where we want to go. So, you know, they made a really good run, and I think they exceeded pretty much everybody's preseason expectations of where they thought we would be at the end of this year. But that doesn't make it any less disappointing that we're done. Obviously, we came in really confident tonight, felt like we could, if we shot the ball well, we know we can defend, but unfortunately tonight we just didn't make enough shots.
Yeah, and Pella really kind of struggled too from the three-point line.
Yeah. So
you did a good job with them. It seems like they just get so many shots right under the basket. They're very physical.
Yeah,
they're
really
force
physical.
Their way down there.
Yeah.
And
they're very physical and very athletic. You know, they have some kids that can really jump, and combine that with some physicality and some size, and you know, they're a tough team.
Little Hawkeye Conference, Cuff Conference, too, really top and bottom. And
yeah.
So coming out, you know, with a winning record, it says a lot. And get those guys in the weight room, and then they can do some little pushing around, too, in the offseason.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, hey, appreciate you coming up after all the games, Jason, and we'll talk to you one more time, probably on a coach's corner, wrap up the season. But good job this year with the squad.
Awesome. Thank you, Randy, and everything you guys do for us, too.
And those were the comments of Newton Boys basketball coach Jason Carter after the Cardinals lost to the Dutch 53-37 Thursday night in Pella in the second round of the postseason. That is your look at Newton basketball on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.